week, and this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump has reversed the zero-tolerance policy toward illegal immigrant families at the border. However, some mayors across the nation, especially Democratic mayors, are expressing outrage that they've just discovered some of the children are being held in their cities. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I'm shocked to have learned here today there are now 239 children right here. The youngest to come here, they told us, was 9 months old. How is it possible that none of us knew there were 239 kids right here in our own city?
Many Texas Gulf Coast communities are underwater after over a foot of rainfalls over the past few days. Meteorologists predict the rain should subside sometime late tomorrow. The Labor Department says 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before, and a little below what analysts were predicting. And this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A billboard in Texas getting some national attention because of the message it bears. For one group in particular, liberals. The message is essentially keep driving. The billboard was set up in the panhandle and reads, quote, "Liberals, please continue on I-40 until you have left our great state of Texas." The location of the billboard, about 35 miles from the border with New Mexico. NASA has a new plan for addressing the risk posed by asteroids. It sounds like something out of the movies.
This new one you're tracking, how big?
It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
But NASA does say in a report it is stepping up efforts to learn how to deflect asteroids if they ever did threaten the planet. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy releasing a report called the National Near-Earth Object Preparedness Strategy and Action Plan, which outlines steps NASA and FEMA would take to prevent huge asteroids from hitting the Earth and to prepare the U.S. for the potential consequences of an asteroid impact if it does happen. But a NASA official does say, besides enhancing the hunt for dangerous asteroids so we see them well ahead of time, it will also mean stepped up efforts into learning how to deflect them. Though unlike in the movies, it probably wouldn't involve the use of astronauts.
Just hold on!
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We are we're the guys that put the news into proper perspective. You know, it's funny. We're going to get in today later on in the program. We're going to talk about merger mania, what's taking place in the media world. Actually, some side stories that go along with it, just how poorly newspapers are doing. Fact that Disney is actually selling off its famed ABC News headquarters in Manhattan. They're going to turn it into condos, and what this all means and why. One of the things that we take pride in here at the program is taking a story and spending the proper amount of time to give it proper perspective. We don't speak in sound bites. I'd have a very difficult time doing television. I really would. I've done a lot of TV, done a lot of guest appearances over the years, and I quit about 2 years ago. I just had it. They were upset with me in my appearance because I didn't say what they really wanted me to say. Well, they didn't tell me that, but I knew it. They wanted a sound bite. They wanted me to play a certain part, and I said to them, you know who you're talking to here? I don't do that. I'm going to be honest with people. That's what we try to do here on the program. We're going to try to wrap a lot of things that happened over the course of the week that, quite frankly, stories haven't been told the right way. Hey, listen, and I understand. You know, I understand that these newspapers and news stations and whatnot, they're there to make money, and they fired off a lot of their good journalists, and they have a lot of kids working there that just don't have a clue. But my suggestion is, and I've said this before, I'm not the only one that have said this either. Very, very people much smarter than me seem to leave. Many others out there saying, you know what, one of the best things you can do is just shut it off. Shut off the news, especially the television stuff. I'm still trying to figure out what you're going to gain from that. But anyway, I'm going to lend a little bit of perspective to the business world and the stories that are being told out there. And we've always done that. 18 years on air, the decades that Markowski Investment has been in business. Saw this story about an IPO that took place this past week. And not many here in America know about it. Went public over in Holland. Name of the company is Adyen. And the stock went up about 100% the first day of trading as an IPO. Valuation topped $17 billion. And I laughed. I said, here we go again. Now, it's happening here in the United States a little bit differently than it is over in Europe, but it's just another example. And whenever I see stories like this, because I'll get the occasional email from one of the listeners, hey, Chris, what do you think about this? Did you see this IPO over there? Did you see what happened over there? Yes, I did. And my response to this would be, for everyone out there that's interested in things like this, Why would anybody be willing to pay an 100% premium for a company? A stock. A company. Don't think of it like a stock. I think stock put away. A business. The day that the owners felt that the fair price was 100% lower. Does that make any sense whatsoever? This was the same argument that I gave doing many television and radio appearances back in the 1990s. I said, why would anybody in their right mind pay a 60, 70, 80, 100% premium on a stock that just went public? The owners of the company felt it was worth $20 a share on, let's say, June 16th or June 15th or whatever day. You're willing to spend twice that amount that same day? Why? And it's part of the problem that investors get into. They don't want to miss out on something. They want to ride a wave. They want to buy into the hype of something. Now, we have this taking place here in this country as well. And we have it being done a little bit differently. Got all of these companies, these unicorns, they like to call them. The story this past week about WeWork, and they're doing another round of financing, which is going to put the valuation of that company at $40 billion. It's an office space company. $40 billion. Yeah, they doubled their revenues last year, but they also doubled their losses. And I try to take a look at these things, and I say to myself, well, when is this company going to make money? And the reality is, for a point in time, it might not have to. It might not have to. But what you're playing is, in my opinion, a game of roulette. A game of roulette. Or even better, how about this? How about a perverse game of musical chairs? When the music stops here, it's over. You've lost everything. It's important for people to understand how Silicon Valley works. I mean, we've watched countless blow-ups happen as of late, right before our very eyes. It was a really great piece that was done recently on Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos and the cult of Silicon Valley and how people buy into these various different things. And I'm here to warn you, many of these unicorn companies are really going to press over the next 18 months to go public. Uber is doing everything and anything it can to get out, meaning it wants to sell its shares. It wants to get its investors liquid. That company I was talking about there in Holland, they weren't raising any new money. It was their initial investors selling their shares to the public. And again, think about how stupid that is. You've got insiders in a company. You've got insiders in a company that feel their company is worth this. You're willing to pay double that amount the first day. Well, I kind of go back in time here. I used to, at Markowski Investments, we used to be able to get our hands on IPOs. There's not that many anymore. But we've been blacklisted. I'll be honest, we've been blacklisted. Why have we been blacklisted? Well, we sell. We sell. The people that work at the big firms, they kind of give you a wink, wink, nod, nod. They, you know, we need you to hold on. We need to make sure your investors hold on to that stock for 90 days. Oh, yeah, right. Are you kidding me? I'm going to hold on. If something goes up 100% in one day, I'm going to hold on to that. Why? It's a little bit of a rule here, okay? I don't care what you think is going to happen, okay? You take profits. You see 100% a day, you take profits. This entire market works to help out the insiders. You get it? For example, that Dutch company, I took a look. Who got all of the IPO stock? Who got all of the stock at the initial public offering price? Institutions. Big money. Why is the stock up double in one day? Well, they sold to people. You see, certain people in these IPOs are able to get out in the first day. That's the big money people. Everybody else, you're playing that game, that perverse game of musical chairs. And what they often want you to do is they want you to buy stock in the aftermarket, which is called laddering. Now, here in the United States, the laddering has been taking place in Silicon Valley via private hands. Little by little by little, they get extra rounds of financing, building it up, building up the valuation. And this is where you get these insane valuations that we have today. So when you're going to see companies like Uber go public, they are going to be at, like I said, insane valuations based upon the numbers. This is what you need to avoid. Now, there's tricks. And we've helped people now. I can play various different tricks and tell people, okay, you can open up an account at one of big brokerage firm, and maybe they'll give you some IPO, and then you can transfer the account out and try to make money on it. But it's a little bit difficult. But the reality is that if you're listening to this program right now, you're one of the people that is supposed to lose in the game of musical chairs. You get it? It's what happened during the 1990s. It was ugly. It really was. Why do you think back in the 1990s, what do you just think Morgan Stanley bought Dean Witter? Dean Witter was a brokerage firm. If you remember, they used to have offices inside Sears Roebuck stores. It was pretty much a brokerage firm for the masses. People could go there and they could have their portfolio put together. There were brokers there, financial advisors that would help everyone. Morgan Stanley, which is a uppity up, super white shoe firm. I ain't kidding. Okay? Listen, my skin's way too dark to work there. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying. Morgan Stanley, uppity up, white shoe firm buying Dean Witter. Please. Reason being was Dean Witter's clients were going to buy up all of the IPOs after the Morgan Stanley clients were selling them. And that's exactly what happened. You remember the symbol went from Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter to up back again to Morgan Stanley. Because what happened to all those Dean Witter clients? They got wiped out. Dean Witter doesn't exist anymore. It's like Thanos from the Avengers there. Made them disappear. Gone. Along with all their clients. Don't be that investor. Don't play that perverse game of musical chairs. Do yourself a favor. Get your financial plan done the right way. Get the help you need. And again, if you have questions in regards to anything that anybody's pitching you, trying to sell you, that's what we're here for. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. One word. Free consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, account repair kits, newsletter, you name it. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855 Budget Blinds. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is hilarious. Two stories, one's from Fox Business. Actually, no, both are from Fox Business. I'm not making this up. Same week, Fox Business. Millions of Americans don't think they will ever retire. Majority of Americans don't know how much money they need to save for retirement, while 19 million Americans don't think they will retire at all. Another Fox Business story this week. Most millennials expect to retire at age 56. What the? Again, how are you supposed to make heads or tails out of the news when they're throwing this stuff at you? Same website, same news station, same week. Two stories going in the opposite direction. Most Americans don't think they'll ever be able to retire. Then most millennials think they're going to retire at 56. Now, the millennial story to me is funny. Here you've got a generation that is laden with an enormous amount, $1.5 trillion to be exact. We'll get into that a little bit later on the program. The number has surpassed $1.5 trillion student loan debt. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, maybe all of these millennials have saved up all of the participation trophies they've gotten through their entire lives and actually think that they're worth something. And maybe they're going to formulate their own sort of currency with these medals. Oh, I still got my great effort award from soccer back when I was 8 years old. It's got to be worth something. And I'm going to apply it to my retirement. Right. Sure. All those trophies. Maybe the millennials are counting on all those trophies. They're going to use them as some sort of currency later on so they can retire. 56? Yeah, I'm starting to recognize that more and more people are starting to wake up, which is good. Which is a very, very good thing. I like people that can handle reality. I like people that can think outside the box outside the norm that eventually can see the forest for the trees. It's refreshing. It's refreshing. And you know what? I'm glad. You know, a lot of people call me up and they thank me because, oh, my God, I never even thought about things the way they've been presented, the way that we present them here. Good. Good. It's like getting a weight off your shoulder. It's like having a burden removed. It's like actually saying, you know what? This is what it is. And we're just going to deal with it from there. It's the truth. What did I say? That the truth will set you free? It's true. Don't want to be redundant. Anyway, I don't know if you've been paying attention here because there's a major story that came out this past week that not a mainstream media outlet has been talking about, reporting on at all. Big, fat, juicy, huge watchdog on Wall Street, see, I told you so moment. Yeah, I understand. There's a lot of things going on in the world. I know. Well, you know, the media's been busy with the G7 and North Korea. You know what the media was also covering, too? Nightly news. I found out because I don't watch any of this stuff. They actually spent a decent portion of time covering the raccoon that climbed to the top of the skyscraper in Minnesota. Could be me, call me crazy, but you know what? Social Security and Medicare going bankrupt just happens to be a little bit more important. Yeah. The trustees from Social Security and Medicare have come out and said, yep, we're out. We're out. Social Security pegged their official bankruptcy date, death date, 2034. That's the same as last year's date. But let me tell you something, that's going to change moving forward. As bad as Social Security's numbers are, Medicare's are worse. Basically, it's how it's worked. Social Security, well, since 2009. Social Security is taken in less in taxes than it pays out in benefits. It has been using what is called attributed interest to maintain a positive balance. This year's benefits exceeded both taxes and interest, meaning Social Security had to dip into the principal of the lockbox, the Social Security Trust Fund, for the first time. Now, this is bookkeeping magic. It could be magic. Yes, if your accountant did this, if my accountant did this, if I did this, I'd go to jail. It is Madoff accounting, bookkeeping fiction. The Social Security Trust Fund is not, never has been, an asset. It's an accounting measure of how much money Social Security can draw from general revenues. That's it. Now, let me see. Last time I checked, our government doesn't have a dime socked away. We're $21 trillion in debt. And any Social Security shortfall adds to the tide of red ink. Oh, yeah. You want to know where Social Security is at right now? Conservatively. $37 trillion in the hole. Oh, yeah, La Bamba, $37 trillion in the hole. Wait, we haven't done yet. We got to take a break, I understand. What did I tell you about Medicare? And during the break, why don't you comprehend how much $37 trillion is? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Today, Congress votes on competing immigration bills.
It's far from certain that either one of them will pass. Last night, the president rallied supporters in Duluth, Minnesota, telling them he's rolling back his policy of separating children and family members who try to cross into the U.S. illegally.
I signed an executive order. We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
Some people at the rally had sympathy for the immigrant children being held in detention.
We absolutely hate seeing children and families and anybody being removed from their families. But if you're coming to the United States, you need to come here legally. You need to follow the process.
I feel sorry for those people, but they have violated the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. 3 phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Now, this is a one-hit wonder and a good one. Ace. Wow, this is a great tune. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. See, I didn't pay much attention to the raccoon story. And John told me, my producer told me during the break, that I guess the raccoon was scaling the UBS tower in St. Paul, Minnesota. I guess the raccoons have been ripped off by the UBS brokers, too. Got a problem with its broker. Hey, join the club, Mr. Raccoon. Rocky Raccoon having problems with his broker, too. Maybe I should check out our website, probably. Anyway, welcome back. All right. Again, $37 trillion. You can't even get your arms around a trillion. You can't. I can't. I know my limitations. Again, I always kind of put it in perspective with that movie Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey. Man, it was a really cool movie. But I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't understand a lot of it. The whole physics behind the entire thing, and they're on the planet for 20 minutes, but it's actually 30. I don't understand any of that stuff. And I try. I read about this stuff. I try to get my arms around it. I can't. I can't get my arms around $37 trillion. Neither can you. Again, like I said, play with the calculator and try. Calculate how many minutes that amounts to and how many hours that amounts to. It'll blow your mind. But let me tell you something. Social Security is in better shape than Medicare. Medicare is going to hit technical insolvency by 2026. And that just got bumped up by 3 years. It was supposed to be 2029. Now it's 2026. Next year, it'll probably be 2023. And I get this. The program's worsening financial condition is traced to the, quote, higher than anticipated spending in 2017. Really? You mean that you didn't expect to spend more money with 10,000 people retiring every single day? You didn't think spending was going up? We've got an aging population. Not to mention the fact that, we're not having that many kids anymore. Again, we haven't cut any costs in regards to this program. You didn't think that was going to be an issue? In actuality, Medicare has been running a cash flow deficit for decades. Right now, the long-term liabilities could easily exceed $50 trillion or more. So, kids, Murkowski, stop making fun of this. It's not funny. What do you want me to do? You want me to cry? I've known this all along. We've talked about it all along. My clients are prepared for this. You're not? You should be. Think about this for a second, people. Where's the money going to come from? Huh? Where? We're already $21 trillion in debt. And you know what? You can blame both parties for this one. I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. I don't see Donald Trump lifting a finger to do a damn thing about the entitlement crisis. Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing. Ignored it. I got to give credit where credit's due. George W. Bush tried back in 2004 to do something about it. He tried. 14 years ago, we would have a 14-year head start trying to fix something, trying to do something to repair this program. Mitch McConnell shot him down. We don't want to do that. It's too hard. Retirement reality, my friends. We just talked about the fact that people feel that they're not going to be able to retire. Unless, of course, you're a millennial. Yay! We're going to be okay. Sure you are. Don't count on government programs to take care of you. Become self-sufficient. Take care of yourself. Now, again, you got other radio. I'm not Glenn Beck here telling you to go out and buy a seed bank and start canning everything. No. The world's not going to end. The sky is not going to fall. But there's going to be hard times if you're not prepared. And the only thing you need to do is get your financial plan done the right way and maybe think a little bit differently. And say, you know what, maybe I'm going to have to work a little bit more. Maybe I'm going to have to save a little bit more. There's nothing wrong with that. Understanding the terrain, dealing with reality, dealing in the truth is always helpful. Quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent survey found 65% of Americans use a rewards credit card, yet many don't utilize their full benefits. International travel expert Lee Abamonte explains how your banking relationship can boost your credit card rewards.
Many credit cards reward you for spending. I love the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel purchases. Above and beyond those base points, I recommend you also check to see if you qualify for a banking rewards program to really maximize your rewards earnings. For example, if you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you could earn between an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points with the Premium Rewards card, which totals up to 3.5 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases. Plus, Preferred Rewards clients may be eligible for an additional benefits such as free withdrawals at non-Bank of America ATMs, as well as discounts on home and auto loans.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the Geico Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always have it. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program here. I was thinking about during the break. It wasn't that long ago. And I talked about it here in the program. I can't remember. It might have been UBS. You know, the firm that the raccoon tried to break in and go after the broker in St. Paul, Minnesota this past week. It might have been Merrill Lynch. It doesn't matter. They all ran the same bull excrement types of commercials. One commercial in particular that sticks out in my mind. There's a lot of brokerage commercials that stick out in my mind, but this one was the very attractive older couple, gray hair, silver hair, great shape. Both look like models. Because they were models. Or actors. Actresses. And in the commercial, they are they're ex-high school teachers. Ex-high school teachers that are now retired and living on this vast vineyard in Napa. They have their winery now because they had an account at blankety blank blank. Shut up. Okay? Do me a favor. Unless there is some municipality here in the United States, there's some municipality here in the United States that's paying school teachers seven figures a year. I'm telling you, that did not happen. That did not happen. I dare anyone to find, okay, a couple, family, teachers, public school teachers that retired on a vineyard in Napa with the money that they made and invested over their teaching career. BS. That's not real. Hey, whoa. Maybe there was something, some part of the story that they inherited a ton of money from somebody. Fine. Fine. I get that. But that's not what the commercial was saying. They love pitching these pie in the sky type nonsense. It's not true. The dream of champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Remember that? Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Come on, people. You got to deal with reality. Deal with reality. There's a lot you can achieve in life. There's a lot you can do. There's a lot you can build up to. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not. Again, I don't know where the millennials are getting this idea that they're going to retire at 56 years old when they're not saving anything and they've got all this student loan debt. We'll be real with you. We're going to explain to you, oh, this is your situation. This is how much you can save. This is how much debt you're in. This is where you want to be. This is what you need to do. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy life, because we make that a part of it as well. We're not those psychos out there that, you can't drink your Starbucks anymore. I don't even like Starbucks, but certain people do. You have to take that money, you got to put away too. No. Put away convention, people. All that conventional wisdom clap that's been shoved down your throat, it's garbage, okay? It's not getting you anywhere. Stop listening to the schlock brokers. Stop listening to the ridiculous commercials they run on TV and get your financial plan done the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You know, we always do a little bit. We try to do a little bit every single week. Rip-offs and scams. I spent a lot of time last week. We did a bunch of stories. I mean, I flew through a lot of them. And again, week in, week out, not much different when it comes to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I get stacks and stacks and stacks of these things that happen all over the country. And, you know, like I explained to everybody last week, they're really not that much different. There was a piece that I read this past week. It was actually kind of one of those articles to help people out, and it talked about what not to fall for and what some of the ruses that some of the things that people do to rip people off, and they talked about greed. Greed. And I said, yep. That's a big part of it. It's a big part of it. Listen, people. I talk about conventional wisdom all the time and how conventional wisdom can be poisonous. And this is evident. Day in, day out, it's been evident for us here. It was the reason why we started Markowski Investments. I do remind you, I started at the big firms too. And the counsel that individuals were receiving in regards to their finances has been disgraceful. It hasn't changed. For the most part. For the most part. Yeah, there are some good financial planning firms out there. No doubt. They're fantastic ones. Unfortunately, most of them are out of reach of most Americans. But I mean that you can't afford them? No, you don't have 7-8 figures to open up an account. However, the advice that is given, and we talk about it all the time here, we try to put things in a proper perspective from journalists, Wall Street, brokers, is the inverse of what is prudent. Wall Street and the business press, they are enriched. How do they make their money? When people pulled into a culture of buy, sell, hold, do this, what's happening now, what's the latest fad? No difference than a drug dealer. Brokerage firms, they make greater amounts of money when people are essentially doing the wrong thing. And of course, another item that pays an enormous part in the downfall of investors happens to be greed. Greed and materialism. Those best buddies, partners of the con artists, the unscrupulous brokers, journalists. Without greed and materialism, the most tempting of sales pitches would be futile. What we've tried to do over the years and try to point people in the direction of goal oriented portfolios, being realistic. Now, it's not nearly as profitable. It's not nearly as lucrative. I would be a hell of a lot more wealthy than I am if I'm being honest, if I decided to go the hedge fund route. If I decided to go the hedge fund route and I decided to really pitch the dream. Pitch the dream. You don't tell me. Come on. Am I wrong here? If I came on this program, we've been on the air. We were one of the longest running financial programs in the country. Been on for 18 years. If I came on here, the type of credibility that my firm has, that this radio show has, and I started pitching you the sun, the moon, the stars, I'm telling you right now, I know it's a hell of a lot sexier than what I'm talking about here on the program. Proper financial planning, goal-oriented investing, boring, but it's real. What do you want me to do? I'm going to lie to you? I'm not going to. Others will, we won't. Whether it be the latest trend from Silicon Valley, an IPO, we talked about that earlier on the program, mutual fund, hedge fund, next hot sector trend. Wall Street makes a lot of money by creating these vehicles to nowhere. And more often than not, conducting needless transactions. Financial journalism. Last week on the program, did I bring up, remember that, remember that George Carlin thing, words, where things that don't make any sense, opposites, right? Financial journalism is an oxymoron, if there ever was one. It is. Top stocks to own for 2018. What are the top mutual funds for 2018? How many of these gurus appeared, like Elizabeth Holmes for Theranos? How many of them appeared on James Cramer's program? Bear Stearns is not going out of business. Have his picks ever been audited? Have they ever been audited? You ever take a look at the recommendations that he's made? The reality is what we talk about here on the program. And I'm not the first one that's done this. I'm not. Buffett's been saying the same thing again and again and again and again for years. There have been other guys as well. Nick Murray, others out there. It's not news, what we talk about. It's truth. Therefore, it's ignored. It's actually a line by Nick Murray that I grabbed. He said, the primacy of asset allocation may be the immutable truth, but it isn't news. And therefore, journalism can't cover it. The truth is not merely different from the news. It is the antithesis. I'm going to take a quick break here. And we get back. I know. I've got to get into some of the stories of the day. A lot we've got to go over. I'm going to do a little bit on greed. And then we'll, you know what? We'll delve into merger mania. What's going to happen next? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We will return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. If you shop online, a new era is coming that will affect your wallet. The U.S. Supreme Court has made a ruling that says states can force shoppers to pay sales taxes, even if the retailer has no brick-and-mortar presence in the shopper's state. 41 states, as well as the District of Columbia, had urged the court to take this path because they said they were missing out on tens of billions of dollars of revenue every year. The case was brought by South Dakota, which argued it was losing $50 million a year in sales taxes. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says now it's an even playing field.
Non-collection of sales tax has been subsidizing Amazon and Wayfair and other internet retailers, in my professional view, unfairly for 20-plus years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you're streamed optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 5.